I'm Fan.
And I'm Kira.
You're listening to The Nature Speaking. This is the podcast made by students in Emily Carr University. Today, we're going to talk and share some interesting nature stories in China and Vancouver during this summer.
As we all know, the arrival of COVID-19 forced people to stay at home, including me and Fan. And while we were stuck at home, we started to notice the sounds of nature more than usual and paid more attention to nature. In this episode of Nature Speaking, we're going to talk a little bit about the differences in the sounds of our towns. I'm in Vancouver and Fan is in Chongqing.
It's okay.
How do you pronounce it?
Tianjin.
Tianjin.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah. So we will talk a bit about the differences in the sounds and listen to some of the sound walks that we made a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be starting with the sound walk that I made, and you'll hear a few clips from that in just a moment. Mm-hmm.
The sound I hear most about your walking and winding and the vehicles and the sky trains. During your journey, I did not hear much of the noise that people were talking from public place. I feel that even at outdoors, the environment has become quieter because of the COVID-19. I also saw a different Vancouver compared to before. I remember that last summer, many public places in Vancouver were still very crowded and loud.
Yeah, I definitely noticed when I was recording the sound walk that it was kind of eerily quiet compared to other summer evenings. I recorded it from about 9 to 10 p.m. on a Friday evening, and usually the bus would be packed with people going places, and the streets would have more traffic, even though it felt like there was quite a bit of traffic when I was recording.
Right,
But as compared to a normal summer in Vancouver on a Friday evening, it was definitely way quieter.
How do you feel about this quiet environment?
Yeah, I mean, in a way it's nice, I guess, because there's less traffic sound and stuff, but it's also a reminder that we're living in strange new times. I kind of have a mixed feeling about it. And yeah, I don't know, maybe I would have enjoyed it more if I had heard lots of like bird sounds and things,
right.
But I don't know if the birds had gone to bed or or what, because I really only heard like crows and a seagull once, but not any songbirds. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe so. Go outside, like more nature journeys, but like for the human social activities, like it's maybe getting more boring.
Yeah, maybe, like, because basically in my sound walk, I heard anthropony, the sound made by people only, pretty much, which is kind of eerie. I don't know if I like that so much. Yeah. But
okay.
I've noticed in your sound walk, there were more sounds of animals and things. So maybe we should listen to some of your sound walk.
Yeah, let's do it.
Wow, it's so cool to hear the sounds of another place and a place that I've never been. It sounds nothing like Vancouver. We don't have that type of background noise and biophony, the sounds made by non-human animals. And to me, I always associate cicadas with a really hot climate and somewhere, you know, quote unquote exotic, somewhere that I'm not used to. And yeah, and I love the sound of rainstorms, but we don't really get rainstorms like that, do we, here in Vancouver? Or what's, I guess you've spent some summers in Vancouver. Do you find that there aren't rainstorms like you get from where you're from in China?
From my last experience in Vancouver, I don't feel like Vancouver, there's like rains a lot in summer. Like instead, they rain a lot in the winter, which is really totally different in China. Because in my hometown city, in the winter, they never rain or snows. Like the weather is, it's getting really dry. But like in the summer, there's a lot of heavy rains, which I hate it so much. Because like, it doesn't gonna be letting the temperature going down. It's just like
oh, it gets just really humid basically.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, that's different. Yeah, it's so cool to listen to your sound clips, because it really, there's something about listening to it that really transports me to where you are without even knowing what it looks like, which is an interesting experience.
I kind of wanted to explain a little bit the sound for the cicada. They stay with me throughout the summer. For me, I actually don't like this sound very much. Because in the daytime, the cicada keeps singing endlessly, especially at noon. The volume is the loudest. Even though I stay indoor, I just can't ignore the cymbals. I regard this singing as a kind of disturbing noise. Sometimes I feel very distressed. I don't know why in the summer, in China, I always hear such noise. And like this kind of sound is something that I never felt in Vancouver. When I live in Vancouver in the summer, there were always nice bird sounds in parks and valleys, and there were gentle screams and waterfalls in the forest. So that made me want to go back to Vancouver.
Yeah. I guess that's interesting. Or sorry, I was just going to say that, you know, that for you in China, the sounds of summer are cicadas and rainstorms, and especially cicadas, and that they really bother you. And I guess for me, the sounds I associate with summer in Vancouver is, yeah, what you said, bird song and maybe like a gentle breeze in the wind. And interesting. Sorry. Yeah. I didn't want to interrupt though. What were you going
to
say?
I'm just going to say, because the COVID-19 made me to think about the nature again. Think about why, especially like the cicada, why they're making the sound. So that's why I did the research about them.
Oh, cool.
So I learned from the data that the frequency of the cicada calls during the daytime is actually related to the temperature. Cicada only emit a loud volume at high temperature. That's why in China, they're regarded as the summer spaces.
Okay, so it's only in the really, really hot seasons.
Right.
Interesting.
There's other interesting secret about the cicada is because of the gender. All the cicada calls that I hear is coming from the male cicada, and the female cicada never calls.
Oh.
Right. So because the male cicada body has the sound cover and something called the tympanic membranes, so it can make the loud call. But like the female cicada doesn't have it, so they can't make the sound. And the reason that the male cicada making the loud is to attract the attention of the female cicada to breeding. After they renew the new cicadas, they're gonna be die.
Oh, so immediately after they breed, they die.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's intense. Cool. So I guess the louder the male cicada can make his call, then the more attractive he is to a mate, I guess. Wow, that's cool. That's something you don't know when you just hear them. You kind of assume that they are all making the sound. And
I think so too.
Thanks everyone for listening to Nature Speaking. This is Kira.
And this is Fan.
And we would like to invite you to share your interesting stories and experiences during the quarantine time. You can share your stories to our email, which is naturespeakinguad@gmail.com. And have a listen to all the other great podcasts made by our classmates as well.
Thanks for listening. We will see you next time.
Bye.
See ya.